is Poetry Month, and one of our favorite poets here at Living on Earth is Catherine Pierce. She teaches at Mississippi State University and is just wrapping up a four-year term as Poet Laureate of Mississippi. Many of her poems touch on ecological wonder, joy, loss, and grief. And in this poem about vireos, Catherine muses about their surprising resilience. While North American birds overall have declined roughly 30% since 1970, mostly due to habitat loss, invasive species, and predation from cats, vireo populations grew by more than 50% since then.
I'm Catherine Pierce, and this is my poem, What I Want to Believe About the Vireos. The vireos are plotting. They are everywhere and various, and all with names like Shakespearean villains disguised as Shakespearean clowns. Black-whiskered, Plumbius, slaty-capped shrike. Their songs drop from the canopy like candied needles, and everyone smiles. Sweet birds. They've been above us for centuries, watching. See their eyes, small bright pebbles that betray nothing. They know patience. See them tableaued on the oak branch for minutes before diving for the fat black beetle. They know how green works, how it muscles back, always, once the pillars and poisons are gone. They're playing the long game. Weary, 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 trills the scrub greenlet. It'll all be theirs again. Rainforests, mangroves, the great deciduous rustle. The breeze and moss, the loam and sunrise. The vireos will be here at the end and at the next beginning. The red-eyed vireo's call will sound then like it does now, like it's constantly asking and answering its own questions. What did they do? They did. What did they know? They knew.
They seem to have such agency in this poem, as you imagine it.
Yeah. I wanted to sort of give the birds credit. I was imagining this as they're playing the long game, as it says in the poem. They see the destruction that's being kind of brought to their habitats, and they're playing the long game. They're going to wait it out. They're going to stick around. They imagine that eventually humans will kind of eradicate themselves, and then all the green will come back and all the birds will come back. And so it's a bleak fable, but it's only bleak for the humans. I think it's really good for the birds.
And what about us? Are we playing the long game, do you think? I don't get that sense from your poem.
I think that this poem is, and I wrote this several years ago when things seemed maybe even bleaker than they do now. So I think it's good that I don't know that I would have necessarily written this poem in the same way if I wrote it now. I do have a little bit more hope now that some things are changing, that some policies are getting better. I think some people are playing the long game. I don't yet think enough of us are playing the long game for thinking about sort of, sustaining this planet, the only planet that we have. But I think that more and more people are beginning to think that way. And I think that more policies are beginning to change. And so I'm hopeful, I'm cautiously hopeful that maybe we'll be moving more toward that as time goes on.
That's Catherine Pierce, Poet Laureate of Mississippi. Her latest book is called Danger Days.